The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sebilia. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer. In the city, in the summer, in the city.
Love it, Spoonful.
Summer in the city, baby. Oh, yeah. I love it. I love it hot. But and is anybody in the city working anyway anymore? I don't know. I see here I got a nice video from our friend Amy. I know she's listening now. She is. We love you, Amy. Thank you so much for checking in. And she's at a train. She's at, New Jersey Transit. No one in the train station. There's no one there. It's wild. When do we turn this around? When do we come back? I don't know. Will we ever? And also, everybody's wearing masks, which, you know, I adhere to that. I'm not an anti-mask person, you know. I understand the criticisms I have here. I have my Boomer Natural masks, you know, and I wear the mask. But what I don't understand when a reporter is reporting, and it's on a big network, and then the camera guy, you know, is at least 10, 12 feet away. No one's around the reporter, yet the reporter has the mask on. Is that just for, I guess it's just for image that they put the mask on like that? Al, I guess they feel like, oh, we have to wear a mask, so I'm showing you that we're going to wear a mask. But you know what I'm saying? It's like, really, there's no one around. The reporter, it looks like it's a little forced for me.
Well, I think they're wearing the mask because there's a cameraman standing less than 6 feet away shooting them.
You think so?
Yeah, no. I think that's
the camera guy is 6 feet? Nah.
The camera guy is not 6 feet away from the reporter. No, yeah. No. The camera guy is not 6 feet away from the reporter. So that's why they're doing it, for respect out of the person that's standing in their distance. And don't forget, they're talking, so they're projecting, so there could be stuff coming out of their mouth that you don't even see. And so they're, again, it's to protect the person that's working with them.
Well, listen, better safe than sorry, I always say, but really, I think they're politicizing this thing to a ridiculous, degree.
My issue is this, though, and this is more to do with the schools. So you have a segment of the United Federation of Teachers in New York that does not want to go back to full-time learning in schools. And Mulgrew, the president of the UFT, is saying he would, you know, listen, this is not a good idea right now. You've got a lot of schools in New Jersey who are saying, we're not going to do this. We don't want to go back. Jersey City is saying they don't want to go back. Newark is saying, in fact, Ross Baraka last week said, I wouldn't be going back to school right now with what's going on. So I think what's going to end up happening is, and I think the rug is going to get pulled out from some of these people at the last minute, they're going to switch to all remote learning until at least January. I don't think these kids are going to be able to go back to school in September.
I can't believe when the president goes, let's go back to school, and then they go, oh, we got to go up against what the president says. They're going to do the opposite of what the president says. And then you see these stats saying, oh, look at all the kids getting the COVID. So then I looked at statistics, and I told you earlier, the 56 million flu cases like that, or a drowning is an epidemic, over 300,000 kids, the amount of kids, God forbid, the most horrible thing that could happen. But do they close pools? Do they close ponds? Do they close the ocean like that? It's like they're panicking. On the other hand, as a parent, you know, I like my kids home. I like I don't mind this. My daughter, by the grace of God, I tell you, she did so good on. She remotely did a class, got an A at a great college in New York. I feel so much safer having my kid at home, watching her. You know, she do classes 3-4 hours at a time at home. It was very, very tough. Tough on the teachers and professors as well. But she got it, and I don't want her in New York right now. Here's the difference.
So college, you're paying for that, right? You're paying the university, not only for the school, but you're also paying for room and board, right? So if she's not there,
we talk about alimony after we talk
well,
about this.
Well, I'm just saying, if she's not physically there, right, and she's learning from home, then you should be getting a break on your room and board cost. You should not have to pay for
that. See, Al, this is why I should be married to you. See,
no,
because I'm not.
At least have him as your financial advisor.
No.
No, but it's true because I had this chat with my ex, and I tried to say, should I be paying what I'm paying? Because I'm paying for it all. And should I be paying if indeed it's part time? But I'm afraid this is my argument, Albert. To you, you're right on the money. I can't believe I had this conversation. Is that because she's doing so well? Because I don't want to rankle the school and just
what?
Kind of,
you know, don't mind? No, but that's ridiculous. She's not staying there. She's not staying there. You should get a break on your room and board. Absolutely.
On behalf of Al Gattulo.
Look. So my son is supposed to be going to the Union County Vocational Tech this year to learn about video games, and then he's supposed to go in the morning for 2.5 hours. Then he comes back to the high school, and I'm assuming now, there's remote learning, there's in-person learning or whatever. They're condensing the school to 4 hours a day so that they can split it up between morning and afternoon. Yeah. So I'm figuring my son gets back at 10:30, and then at 11:15 he'll go to his next class, he'll do his classes, and then get out. No, they want him to sit in the cafeteria with other kids, socially distanced, wearing a mask, for more than 2 hours, and then he would go to his class at 1 p.m. I said, that's absurd. Why would you have the kids sit there for 2 hours? So my son said, I'm going to go to the VoTech in the morning. When I get bused back at 10:30, he's going to walk home, and he's going to remote learn the rest of the day. He doesn't want to have to sit there for 2 hours before his next class. He'd rather go home and learn remotely. Yeah. Now, for some kids, that will work. For others, it might not. Yeah. You may have to figure out a way to get them into class. But I don't think the schools are safe enough right now. And I don't think that, especially in my school district, you're going to clean an entire school in 45 minutes and then have the next group of kids come in. I don't know. That seems a little bit high to get everything cleaned in 45 minutes.
I think medically everything's okay, except I worry about the older teachers. That's what you got to worry about, the older
teachers. That's the thing.
By the way, 877-970-2999, because I don't mind my kids at home. I don't like them going to school for any day, you know me.
But you're a 65-year-old teacher, right? And you've been in the school system for 20-something years, right? But you want to stick it out for another 3 or 4, whatever, to help your pension, whatever it is.
Sure.
You're in danger now of your life if you go to the school and somehow you contract COVID, because let's face it, there was a summer school that was doing stuff in Berkeley Township. They had to shut down because 3 people tested positive. Yeah. They can't control where you go after you leave the school, right? We don't know where you've gone. You maybe go to the supermarket. Maybe you just picked it up by mistake. You're not at a house party or whatever it is. That's the fear here. We don't know how it's being transmitted most of the time. It's horrible.
Hey, Al, also, speaking of Jersey, we have power outages still.
Yes.
Still power outages.
So there's power outages down in, and I'll give you a perfect example. So a buddy of mine lives in the Mattawan area, not too far from where my mom has an apartment. Thankfully, their apartment complex didn't lose any power. He was supposed to have power back yesterday, right? He'd been out since last Tuesday. The utility, and I believe it's JCP&L, notified him yesterday afternoon, you got power back. Guess what? Still doesn't have power. Can't get in touch with anybody. Can't call anyone. It's ridiculous. This is the biggest problem. Now, the bigger problem was out on Long Island, where PSE&G Long Island was having so many problems getting people back that there are still tens of thousands that are without power on Long Island. And the Long Island legislation, a lot of them in Suffolk and in Nassau County, won an investigation against PSE&G in Long Island. They want to know why there was such poor response, and they admit that their communication to the people that are paying the bills there was not great. Because, by the way, these people couldn't call PSE&G Long Island to tell them that their power was out. But, by the way, their bills came right on time. Not a problem. Yeah. They got their bills. Please pay. There's something wrong here with their system.
It's so, and where's the mayor? Where's the governor on that? And then I saw Joe Borelli, a tweet from Joe Borelli saying a lot of airplanes, I guess private planes were coming in visiting Governor Cuomo. I don't know if it was for campaign donations. Right. I don't know if he was trying to lure people back to the state, but they're from all over. Were those people quarantined? Joe Borelli said that. We'll talk to Joe. That's very interesting. But why aren't these politicians, they're doing COVID press conferences, Al. All they're right. not even addressing the power failure.
Here's another great example. So Joe Borelli, Councilman Borelli, posted a video the other day. He's walking around in his area where his constituents are.
Yep.
Not one
yep.
Con Ed truck. Nobody cutting down trees. Amazing. Nobody trying to get the trees off the wires. I was on Staten Island myself on Friday to get a haircut. I can't tell you how many blocks that I passed on the way to get my haircut where they were just roped off. There was a tree in the middle of the street. Nobody was working on anything. No idea if the people had power or not. And Joe was walking around his neighborhood showing video of people. One tree was on a person's house, on their house. Where is the governor? Where's the mayor? Tell you what, the people on Staten Island didn't vote for them. So you know what? We couldn't care less. The one thing that Bloomberg and Giuliani, I shouldn't say the one thing, but the good thing that Bloomberg and Giuliani did when they were mayor was something happened on Staten Island. They had people there. By the way, they are one of the five boroughs of New York City. It's not just Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, and the Bronx. Staten Island is also a part of it.
Happening in Jersey, too. No one's stepping up. Not one thing is being done from the governor's office on this power. Just an apology, and it's going to come back soon enough. Inexcusable. Yet we will still be taxed, and yes, tolls will be raised. Hey, Al, so you go to from Clark, New Jersey to Staten Island for a haircut? You can't find a barber in Clark, New Jersey?
Well, no. Manhattan to Staten Island after I left work on Friday to get my haircut. The same woman has been cutting my hair since I turned 20, and I refuse to let anybody else cut my hair but her.
Think you'd offer me a ride to the...
What were you going to Staten Island for?
For the haircut. No. I'm looking like Ronald McDonald in here. Right?
Sorry.
Come on.
Sorry.
Yeah, there's fine bar. I used to remember Mario's Barbershop in Bloomfield, New Jersey, your hometown there, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Mario's. I don't know that it's still there, but my gosh, that was great. Hey, Al, so mom's doing okay, if I may ask?
Well, she got moved to... It's not a can of worms. She got moved to...
It's tough for you right now.
Yeah,
so
it is. She got moved to...
Go ahead. Everything's okay? Okay for the most part?
Yes, she got moved to a short-term rehab facility now.
Yeah,
she's
not
happy with it, although apparently the food is good because she's been eating her food, which is good. But unfortunately, because of COVID, we can't physically see her. So she got a COVID-19 test before she left the hospital.
Okay.
Then she gets another COVID-19 test today, and we have to wait 2 weeks, even if both tests come back negative, before we can see her. So literally
crazy.
Yesterday, my wife and I had to go behind the building to a window where she's in, and we had to get on the phone while we're looking at her through the window in the boiling sun and talk to her for 30 minutes. Unfortunately, this is what it is in COVID-19.
Well, in a situation like that, better safe than sorry.
Oh, no. I totally agree. I understand the protocol. My sister and my mother are very upset by it, but I like what these people are doing. We're not allowing you in the facility because we don't know where you've been, and we don't want you bringing it into the facility. I'm totally on board with that. It's just it's a horrible situation when you cannot communicate with your parent face-to-face. You have to do it over the phone looking in a window. It's horrible.
You know who I'd like on the show, Joe Sibilia? We should get Janice Dean, the great weather forecaster. She does such a great job on Fox and Friends first.
Definitely.
And then she lost in-laws, in the mismanagement of the nursing homes in New York. And they asked her, did you see that out? They asked her to testify because they're doing these hearings. And then they took that back and said, you're not testifying. What was that?
I don't know. But, the governor is going to have some answering to do. And both governors of both states, Governor Murphy did the same thing.
Sir.
So did Governor Cuomo.
Sir.
Now all of a sudden, we got it under control.
Yeah.
A little too
late.
We'll
get
but...
Janice on the airways. You know what? And Al, I ask you too, because as I get older, this, not to be insensitive, and I know we have a lot of news, and Rob Schneider's going to break up. We're going to have some fun. And Dr. John Lott, somebody just texted, I can't believe you have Rob Schneider and John Lott in the same show. That's the Piscopo show, baby. We got everybody. Rob will join us. But see, as I get older, and I don't want to be a burden on my kids kind of thing, so I'm thinking of Frank Sinatra had two Filipino nurses, and that's not a racist comment. He just happened to have Filipino nurses. Just a comment. I guess I don't have to really say what ethnicity they were. But he had nurses walk in uniform, side by side. I like that. I like that. I'm looking forward. You know what I mean? So you don't bother the family. Is that something? I'm just planning when I'm old in about, oh, 5 years.
Yeah, we're not looking for Filipino nurses or anything, but we're going to be looking for somebody to take care of my mom full time. I mean, it's not something that we're going to be able to handle on our own. So.
My mom
is on board with it, but my mom understands that she's going to have to pay for it. Medicare doesn't cover all of those things. So it's going to have to come out of her own pocket.
A lot of us are in that same position now. Hey, it's a good day, though, as far as politics go. The president extended those federal unemployment benefits, deferral of the payroll tax. He signed an executive order for all this, deferral of student loans, extended eviction moratoriums. There'll be a freeze on evictions. This is huge. This is huge, and we'll get into it all. But it's good to deviate once in a while. That's why sometimes I like catching up with Al, see what's going on. And it's nice to be able to go to Rob Schneider. We're going to have some laughs. Rob's new Netflix special, talk about politically incorrect, is called Asian Mama, Mexican Kids. Can't make it up. Rob Schneider coming up next. Brandi Scott's in for Debbie Duhaime at 20 after 9 right here on AM 970. The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
You are not moving much at all on the LIE heading eastbound. Two separate collisions, one by Casino Boulevard, the other one by Francis Lewis Boulevard. Pretty much at a standstill from Main Street on the eastbound side. Heading westbound, also very heavy over by Woodhaven Boulevard. We've got delays getting across the East River at the Brooklyn Bridge. Bumper to bumper ride because of a collision taking out two lanes on the upper deck. Much better on the FDR northbound approaching 61st Street. Crash there has been cleared out of the way. Delays are building on the Cross Bronx heading to the outbound George. Road work on both the upper and lower levels till about 2:30 today. Heavy ride from the area of the Bruckner through to underneath the apartments. Over on the inbound side, it'll cost you about 15 minutes upstairs. Better on the lower level, less than a 5-minute wait. Inbound Lincoln will cost you about 5 minutes. Looking good heading inbound at the Holland. Mostly sunny skies this afternoon. We will reach the mid to low 90s. And now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Brandi. Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. I love telling you about Balance of Nature. Oh, I saw a nice picture. Who is that? Was that Peter that texted a picture to us on Twitter, tweeted out a picture of him with Balance of Nature right there. You're going to love it. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Boom. That's all it is. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Not like ordinary vitamins. Don't confuse vitamins. Vitamins are synthetics. Vitamins, you just eliminate vitamins. I'm saying Balance of Nature is 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. That's all it is in the vegetarian capsule. Right? This is developed by Dr. Douglas Howard, came up with this concept. So, and you and I just aren't going to eat enough fruits and vegetables every day. And within those fruits and vegetables are the vital nutrients we need to fight off infection, to fight off a virus, to fight off allergies, to keep our hair and our skin looking good. I'm telling you, all comes from Balance of Nature because it's a vegetarian capsule with 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. And now this Balance of Nature is offering free shipping, 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. And you think that's enough? You can get your own private health coach. I swear to goodness gracious, that is a courtesy. That is a professional courtesy from the Howard family, who I absolutely adore, by the way. They're so nice. And Dr. Howard knows more about this than anybody else. I could talk to Dr. Howard and have for hours about what's good for your body, what you should put into your body, you know? And I guess if I didn't have that cancer back in 1981 myself, you know, I don't know that I would even think about it. Now I worry about what I put in my body, you know? And I always take religiously Balance of Nature, and you can have your own private health coach if you call 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or start here, please, balanceofnature.com. Just remember the discount code, The Answer.
Kevin McCullough doesn't see Joe Biden's campaign strategy working.
The Trump campaign signed up more new voters in swing states than at any point in Republican history. And I'm not seeing where Joe Biden saying I'm not going to debate is going to help him.
Kevin McCullough Radio, weeknights at 5 with special airings Wednesdays at 4 on AM 970. The Answer.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
The home of the brave and the land of the free. This means more to us today than it ever has. And with this pandemic, our military families are sacrificing in many ways most of us can't imagine, all to ensure safety for us and our families for generations to come. Well, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners of Relief Factor, have shown they love our military families too. By starting Honor Bound Coffee, they've committed 100% of the profits to support and serve well-deserving military families. Honor Bound Coffee is a premium coffee at about 40% less than other premium coffees, and is roasted to order and shipped nearly immediately right to your door, month after month, with a 100% no-hassle cancellation policy. To get started, Pete and Seth know you'll love it, so they're offering 50% off your first order. That's right, 50% off your first order, with 100% of the profits going to serve and support military families, like through the Semper Fi Fund. Premier coffee with a purpose, only at HonorBoundCoffee.com. HonorBoundCoffee.com.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Joe Biscopo on the radio. Rob Schneider is the man, comedian, former SNL cast member, starring in the new Netflix special, Asian Mama, Mexican Kids. Hey, Rob, welcome back to the show, man. Best title of any show I've ever heard at any time, Rob. Well done,
thank
my
you.
Friend.
I wanted to cover half the planet, you know, with the amount of people. So I think I did that with Asian and then, like, Mexican. I think I covered, like, a good chunk of people.
I cannot tell you how refreshing it is. Did you get, you got no pushback on that saying, gee, Rob, you know, you shouldn't really say this at this time. Did you get any pushback at all, Rob?
I got a lot of pushback, but my mom's Asian. I don't recommend it, Joe, but I have an Asian mother. She's 91. And,
Man. Yeah.
She's tough. You know, she's still tough. She's still tough on me. She's still telling me what to do. I'm in my 50s. She's still telling me what to do. Robert, what are you doing? Who are you calling? Why are you calling Joe Biscopo? Are you calling him? Why are you calling him this early? Robert. I said, Mom, it's later. And you're like, Robert. And then, and I have Mexican kids. My wife's from Mexico City. And
look at that.
My kids. Yeah, it came out pretty darn good.
This is good.
You know,
yeah, go ahead.
Sometimes you roll the dice with mixed race kids, and you never know what can happen. This one, they rolled out pretty good so far. First two are winners. The next one, I don't know.
Asian Mama, Mexican Kids, the Netflix special. Oh, this is going to break. When is this coming out, Rob, just so we can stand by for this?
Tomorrow night, well, Tuesday, the August 11th, everywhere. It's just a cool thing about Netflix, you know.
Yeah.
It's all over. You get calls from, I'll get a call from Bolivia, you know, we just saw your show, you know, so, you know, Netflix, Bolivia, and, you know, Netflix, Iceland. It's all over. So, it's, I was hoping... You know, I was hoping everybody would be stuck in their homes to have to watch my show, but I didn't want to jinx the world, but yet I guess I did, you know.
You were hoping, keep that pandemic going just a little longer, just a little bit longer. That's all you asked for. Not a lot to ask, Rob Schneider. It's not a lot to ask.
Let's not flatten the curve yet.
Oh, my God. God forgive us. Listen, you know, God bless you, man. We so need to just laugh about this stuff. You know, Rob, think about your time, your brilliant time on SNL, my brother. And then me, too. You couldn't do half the stuff, man. I mean, everybody's so sensitive. Am I right?
I know. I mean, if you said something before, you might get a letter or two, you know. But now, it's not even the people who see you. It's people who just see the tweet about it, and then they just go off on that. And so it is a more dangerous time. But at the same time, Joe, it's the most rewarding time to be a stand-up. I mean, I started out as a stand-up, and by the time I had like about good 15 minutes, I was on Saturday Night Live. You know, your old stomping ground.
Yeah, man.
So I never had that killer hour, and I always in the back of my mind, I was like, you know, you see guys like Seinfeld and Chris Rock and Jay Leno and Dana Carvey who always had this monster hour, and I thought, God, I never had the time to really do that. You know, because I was, you know, by the time I was in my 20s, I was in SNL already. So about a decade ago, I said, you know, let me just dip my toe back in there. And then it sucked me right back in. And it's exciting. So this is, the last 10 years I've been doing stand-up again. And it's really been the most rewarding time of my career to just perform live again and to have that fun of that live audience. And I said, I better tape this before the world ends. And luckily, I got it in right before. So
I know. It is so beyond hip. Rob Schneider, you got to check out Netflix starting tomorrow. Asian Mama, Mexican Kids. You know, possibly one of the funniest roles, Rob, was in Grown Ups, in which you co-starred alongside Adam Sandler, Chris Rock, Kevin James, David Spade. I mean, how much of that film, Grown Ups, was improvised?
Most of it was, truthfully. I mean, Adam wrote a good script, but the... He would always just go off on from there and just said, and so he wanted it to be playful, and then it was. And the good thing about having five really funny guys is, all of them are going to be off every day. You know what I mean? So, you know, at least one or two are going to, you know, have enough coffee and sugar in their systems to be off and be goofy. And it was a good time. You know, David Spade was on a sitcom at that time, and I remember him being exceptionally sharp because... You know, when you're doing TV, they pound you with new material, and you got to be performing from a live audience. And I found him to be really the most sharp of all of us because he was the one working all the time. And
You
know, if you're just doing a movie a year or whatever, it takes a while to warm up into something, and he was just ready to go the whole time.
Rob Schneider, kind enough to join us. I know a lot of people want to talk to you about your new Netflix series, Rob. Before you let you go, I got to ask you about Rodney, man, one of my heroes. You know, you're a kid, Rob Schneider. You're a kid. I'm old, man. I remember Rodney coming through the comedy clubs in the late 70s. Rob, he would come in, and that Buick Electra would open up, and all the weed smoke would be coming out, and out of that weed smoke, Rodney would come.
He said to me, hey, I've been smoking every day for 30 years. It's the only reason I'm still alive. Hey, let me tell you, no respect. No respect at all.
And he's the guy. What sticks with you most about the great Rodney, Private Rodney Dangerfield, Rob?
He was very nice. I mean, I just remember him being supportive and like, you know, when you're first starting out and nobody knows you and you're like, is somebody, you know, one of the greatest ever comes up and says, hey, you're very original, very funny.
Yeah,
hey, listen,
yeah,
I got
man.
Some weed. I got some girls. You want to hang out? You know?
Hey, Rob Schneider, Rob, you don't want to miss this. A must-watch Netflix Asian Mama, Mexican Kids. Rob, you are the best, Rob. God bless you.
Thank you
got to come
hey,
back
Joe,
soon.
I got some weed. I got some girls. You want to hang out? Let's hang out. Hey.
I'll tell you, I'm all right. I'm okay. God bless, Rob. All the very best.
Jokes, Joe. I got a lot of jokes.
Thank you, Rob Schneider, right there. You know, you got to check it out. It's on Netflix. It's tomorrow night. It's called Asian Mama, Mexican Kids. Asian Mama, Mexican Kids, only from the great Rob Schneider right there. Joe on the radio. It's 9:32. We're going to break right now, and Dr. John Lott will join us. And Al Gattulo has the headline news just for yous right here on AM 970. The Answer. I'm all right. I'm okay. I'm all right. I'm okay.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
81 degrees at 9:33. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Two New Jersey state parks are closed, and staffers are being sent to other parks where there are more visitors. Fort Mott State Park in Salem County and Voorhees State Park in Hunterdon County are closed. The State Park Services, both parks will be closed until further notice. Visitors who frequent Fort Mott State Park urge to go to Parvin State Park or Tall Pine State Preserve. The Park Service recommends visitors to Voorhees State Park should go to Spruce Run Recreation Area. And the investigation is underway into what sparked a massive fire at the upstate New York home of TV personality Rachel Ray. Several fire departments called to battle the blaze Sunday night in the community of Lake Luzerne, located about an hour north of Albany. In a statement, a representative for Ray said she, her husband, and their dog weren't hurt. Ray has owned the house for years and has taped episodes of the Rachel Ray Show in the kitchen during the coronavirus pandemic. In sports, Zach Britton giving up the game-winning single to Michael Perez in the ninth as the Yankees lost 4-3 to the Rays at Tampa Bay. Jacob deGrom fanning six over five innings of two-run ball. Mets doubled up the Marlins 4-2 at Citi Field. Caris LeVert, he scored 27 as the Nets cut down the Clippers 129-120, and that in the NBA bubble in Orlando. Stuck in traffic? Brandi Scott's got the answer.
Well, a little bit better on the LIE, making your way eastbound. Two separate collisions have been picked up, one by Casino Boulevard, one by Francis Lewis Boulevard. Still have some heavy slowdowns, though, from the area of Main Street. Still jammed trying to get across the East River at the Brooklyn Bridge. Collision on the upper deck, blocking two lanes. You are crawling from the Manhattan side. A lot of extra volume on the BQE moving westbound between the Kosciusko Bridge and the Brooklyn Bridge. Eastbound also a slow go heading in that direction. Not moving much now on the Cross Bronx heading to the outbound George. Bumper to bumper from the Bruckner through to underneath the apartments. We've got some road work blocking a lane on both the upper and lower levels till about 2:30. Over on the inbound side, collision just after the Toll Plaza on the upper deck. It's 15 minutes and building there. Not too bad heading inbound at the Lincoln and Holland tunnels. Outbound at the Lincoln will run you about 10 minutes. Mostly sunny skies headed our way this afternoon, warming up to 93 degrees. And now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Mako. Roll out refreshed with Mako. Enjoy online estimates and contactless service for easier and safer paint and collision repair. Get started at Mako.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Hey, are you guys open?
Yeah, we are. Come on in.
As businesses reopen across the nation, is your business prepared for what comes next? Salem Surround can help. COVID-19 brought America's thriving economy to a screeching halt. But now, local businesses are getting back to normal, and families are getting out to shops, stores, and restaurants. Are you ready for the return to business and all that pent-up consumer demand? Business recovery plan should be ready to go right now. The marketing team at Salem Surround is ready to help, so you don't waste a minute or a dollar recapturing market share. We'll help design your recovery plan targeting potential customers with proven marketing strategies. With everything in our toolkit working for you, digital, audio, mobile, even audience engaging contests and promotions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital marketing plan.
Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
What am I reading now? I'm sorry. I'm not even listening. I'm on
Relief Factor.
I love you, Albert. Thank you, man. He's going. It's a very tight show, Al. Thank you so much today, by the way. Keep those fingers going, man. I love it. And I love telling you about Relief Factor. Thank you, because if you go to relieffactor.com, you'll get out of pain. And I'm telling you, I could move around. So look at me at my age. I'm going like, all right, what am I going to do? It's Sunday. The storm kind of hit my property pretty bad, you know? And I'm looking at the driveway is shot. I'm telling you, it's shot. And then I got to go all the way in the back and trees came down. Now I'm walking around and I was thinking about you and telling you about Relief Factor because you know what? I'm not feeling the pain as I'm walking around. And then I got these boots that I just put on with no socks or nothing. I look at me, Country Joe. I'm Country Joe. And I'm hauling around, going up and down, no pain. And I think it's because of Relief Factor. I really, really do. And that's why I like to tell you, go to relieffactor.com. You can go to that three-week quick start. You can get it. It's only $19.95, relieffactor.com, only $19.95. For me, I got out of pain in roughly 5 days. 5 days, just like that, at Relief Factor. And you know I love you, and I'm going to tell you something. If it works, I'm going to tell you. And you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. And for me, 5 days, Relief Factor worked. And I think it will for you as well. You go $19.95, the three-week quick start. I want to get you out of pain. You got to go to relieffactor.com. relieffactor.com. I'm not making a clinical claim here, but I'm telling you what works for me and Al and Debbie, and it's Relief Factor. So check it out, and you'll be bounding around your house, your apartment, your property like yours truly. relieffactor.com.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything, tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher's coming up at 10:05. We got this. It's summertime. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful hot day. Bring it on. I love it. The hotter, that's my Mediterranean blood in me, man. I love it. The hotter it is, and we're going to have it today up to 91. Just stay hydrated before I forget, all right? Hydrate. Watch the pets. Watch the elderly, all right? You take care of yourself as well. Dr. John Lott is an economist. He's an advocate for the Second Amendment, president of Crime Prevention Research Center, columnist for Fox News, and townhall.com. Dr. John, welcome back to the show, man. Great to have you with us, sir.
Great to talk to you again.
Thank you, sir. Dr. Lott, I got to ask you about the NRA, about Tish James, the AG in New York, suing the NRA. With all the problems New York has, with all the gun violence it has, the strict gun laws that it has, they go after the NRA? I mean, really? Dr. Lott, how ridiculous is this, sir?
Right. Well, I mean, it should disturb people. During her 2018 campaign to be the Attorney General, James promised that she was going to go after the nonprofit status of the NRA, and that's what she's done in this case. This was before she had any investigation, before she had any evidence or claims that there was problems that might be there. And it should disturb people that you go and you use the legal system there to, you know, target people that you disagree with politically and then go on a fishing expedition to try to see if you can find something. That's not, I mean, I suppose that's the way we've been seeing with President Trump many times, but with people going after him, but that's not the way the legal system is supposed to work. And besides that, when you go and you actually look at the types of claims, I mean, I'm not an expert on the NRA finances, but there are some things that it's easy to evaluate. And one of the things you know in any type of legal proceedings is that you should normally try to anticipate the strongest arguments on the other side and begin to address them. And the type of charges that she has just simply aren't serious. So, for example, one of the attacks is that Wayne LaPierre flies on charter planes rather than on commercial airlines, and she lists that as an abuse. Well, you know, it's pretty commonly known that when Wayne has traveled on commercial flights, he gets accosted by gun control advocates. There's safety and other issues that are there. And, you know, there's reasons for him to go on charter flights. And as to his wife flying with him on these flights, James goes after her for, she says, well, she's not a paid employee for the NRA, and that's true. But she apparently helps raise money for the NRA, and I don't see any real objection to her costs of travel being paid for if she's going to be helping with fundraising. Anyway, it's just a couple examples that are there. But, you know, beyond everything else, it's just this cancel culture. Rather than going and trying to debate people on the other side, what James is asking for is that the NRA be disbanded. But even more so, right now, what James is asking for is that all their assets be frozen immediately as a way of essentially preventing them from being involved in the political campaign. James, multiple times, has expressed outrage at the amount of money that the NRA is spending on campaigns. But, you know, you look at 2018, the NRA spent a total of $18.9 million on all its political activities that year. Compare that to Michael Bloomberg. Michael Bloomberg, according to his own claims, spent something like $110 million just on federal House races. He spent at least that much on state legislative races. If you add in gubernatorial and Senate races and initiatives that he spent mm-hmm. money on, you're probably talking about something $250 million that
yeah.
was spent.
Yeah,
And she's in high dungeon that the NRA, with its 5 million members, spent $18.9 million.
Yeah. You know, Dr. John Lott with Joe on the radio is also, among other things, president of Crime Prevention Research Center. So all the crime in New York, and you're seeing all that. Then they defund the police to the tune of $1 billion in New York. $1 billion. You and I are talking about it, John. You and I are going to be chatting about it. And you'll hear some, maybe a news outlet. But no one, I almost chuckled when I saw this lawsuit. And I know Tish James, and she's not a bad gal. And I know she's being used as a political pawn. We know that. But really, to go after the NRA with the crime, I'm not a gun owner, John Lott. But I'm telling you, I'm a step away from going to my police department, registering and looking for firearms now. And you know what else? Joining the NRA because of the crime that is happening, that is being caused in cities like New York. This might backfire on Tish James, on Governor Cuomo, and all of New York State in a big way. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are millions of other people who feel the same way as you. Look, it's not rocket science what's happening in New York or Chicago or other places around the country.
Yeah.
If you want to reduce crime, you make it riskier for criminals to commit crime, and you do that in multiple ways. You increase arrest rates, you increase conviction rates, but you can also make it riskier for criminals to commit crime by letting individuals be able to go and defend themselves. Look, in Chicago, for example, only 13% of murders result in arrest. You know, and that's on average. Gang murders are even lower than 13%, and then not even all those result in conviction. So you're talking about literally single-digit numbers in terms of convictions for murders by gang members in Chicago. And that's, you know, as I say, it's not rocket science. If somebody can commit murder and essentially get away with it, you know, guess what? You're going to have a lot more murders that are going to be occurring. And this notion of, you know, if you want to see what defunding the police means, go and look at all the riots that we've had where police have been ordered to stand down. You know, the ultimate irony is that these same politicians who have been ordering police to stand down or cutting their budgets or releasing huge percentages of prisoners from inmates from jails and prisons. I mean, you have Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, places that have released up to 50% of the inmates that they've had in jails in those parts of the country. Guess what? You're going to have a lot more crime. But the irony is that the same politicians who are making so that the police can't do their job are the same ones now that support gun control, that don't want individuals to be able to go and protect themselves. And yet, you know, you have some place like Minneapolis where the city council voted unanimously to defund the police. Apparently they want to replace the police with social workers there. you know, they spend $7,000 per week per city council member to go and hire armed private security guards to protect the city council members. So they understand in their own lives the benefit of having people with guns be able to go and protect them. But it's not like they're offering $7,000 per week vouchers for people who live in high crime parts of Minneapolis who have been threatened by these riots. You know, it's just amazing that they have this double standard. Of course, you know, Bloomberg and others, I mean, he has 24-hour armed security to go and protect himself, but they oppose private individuals being able to go and do it. And if you look at Bloomberg's gun control groups like the Trace, they're out there advocating for disarming the police.
You know, Dr. John Lott, by the way, economist, gun rights advocate, president of Crime Prevention Research Center, and a columnist for Fox News and townhall.com. And I want this just to be an objective. Is there any positive note that you could think? Because the way I'm looking at it now, Dr. John Lott, if the president does not win, we will, I know I'll speak for myself, I will get private security. I will not trust. If you're telling me you're going to put more Democrats and it's going to be run by the folks that are now in Washington,
Washington that won't even acknowledge Antifa or the chaos or these anti-American groups. I mean, I'll be hiring. Is there any, if the president gets in, does he step up law enforcement? What do you see after the election, Dr. John? What are you feeling, sir?
Well, I mean, it's kind of depressing. Look, one of the things that concerns me the most with Joe Biden is he's promised to fight to get rid of the filibuster. You have the Democrats in the Senate that want to get rid of the filibuster. And if they do that, that means, you know, and they take control of the Senate, which things, I guess, are leading towards that right now. They'll be able to pass whatever they want through the House and then through the Senate. There won't be any ability to slow it down in any way, just simple 50 votes plus the vice president to, you know, assuming Biden wins, to get through whatever they want to get through. And, you know, if you want to see the types of, you know, the whole country will have the types of gun control laws that New York and California have. And I think it's, I don't think we've ever had, and as well as higher taxes as well. I mean, I'm an economist. You know, I think it'll be a disaster for the economy. So elections matter, and there's a lot at stake here.
Yeah, it's so true. Dr. John Law, what a great chat. My goodness gracious, a lot to get into. We appreciate you always joining us. Come back soon, Dr. John. God bless and appreciate you joining us this morning, sir.
Thanks. My new book that just came out
2 weeks
ago is Gun Control Myths, and people can find more at our website at crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org.
And we'll be there, John. Thank you so much, my friend. Dr. John Lott and Piscopo in the morning, 10 minutes before 10 o'clock. Brandi Scott is in for Debbie Duhaime on the roads, checking traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
A slow crawl over at the Brooklyn Bridge, trying to make your way over to the Brooklyn side. Collision taking out the two left lanes. That has you jammed from Manhattan. You're going to see some heavy slowdowns on the inbound Gowanus from the Belt Merge up to the BQE. BQE eastbound keeps you on the brakes through to the Brooklyn Bridge. Over on the westbound side, a lot of extra volume between the Kosciusko and the Williamsburg bridges. Delays on the LIE heading eastbound, approaching Casino Boulevard. Accident picked up there not too long ago. Going to need some extra time heading to the outbound George on the Cross Bronx. Roadwork on both the upper and lower decks, blocking a lane till about 2:30. Heavy slowdowns from the Bruckner on through. Over on the inbound side, crash on the upper deck has been cleared out of the way after the tolls. Still going to run you about 15 minutes there. Not too bad inbound at the Lincoln and Holland tunnels. And New Jersey Transit Pascack Valley line still having delays of 30 minutes in both directions. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. My friends at Trinitas Regional Medical Center have an important message. Take care of yourself. Don't put off needed health care because you don't want to go near a hospital. Trinitas is doing so many things to make sure you're safe while you get the health care you need. They do temperature checks and masks for everyone. There are screening questions, plexiglass barriers, social distancing, sanitizing stations, testing for all patients, and more. They have PPE, rigorous infection control training, and HEPA air purifiers in patient areas. Did you know that Trinitas has separate treatment areas in the emergency room, operating room, and all patient floors for COVID patients? And after an area is sanitized, they go a big step further by treating all patient care locations with ultraviolet light. Their Surficide UVC treatment is the knockout punch for germs. So take it from a germaphobe like me. Trinitas is going above and beyond to keep healthcare as safe as it possibly can be. Trinitas Regional Medical Center, caring for you in every way.
In the 2016 race for president, Donald Trump was not the first choice for many Christian voters. His personal history made it unimaginable that he would defend Christian values as president, or so we thought. In his new book, For God and Country, The Christian Case for Trump, Dr. Ralph Reed shows that President Trump has kept his promises and been the most effective presidential defender of religious liberty and the pro-life cause since Reagan. It's required reading in 2020. For God and Country, the new book by Ralph Reed, available wherever books are sold.
You have many banking choices, but none that deliver the personal touch like you will experience at Empire State Bank. In business for over 15 years, Empire State Bank is your hometown banking choice. At a time when hometown banks are being gobbled up by large impersonal corporate banks, want to be treated with respect? Want to know your banker by first name? Empire State Bank is part of your community, not just a branch located in your community. Empire State Bank is there for all business and personal needs, from business and personal checking and savings to online banking and mobile banking. Empire covers it all right in your community. If you need business guidance, Empire State Bank has knowledgeable and friendly business relationship managers who will be able to connect with you electronically during this time of social distancing, conducting your business and keeping you safe on Staten Island, Brooklyn, and the lower Hudson Valley. Empire State Bank. Visit ESBNA.com. That's ESBNA.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
A heat advisory is in effect from noon today until 8 p.m. Wednesday. Sunshine mixing with clouds today, becoming hot and humid. A stray thunderstorm this afternoon near the coast, the high 90, but it will feel as if it's in the upper 90s. Mainly clear, warm, and humid tonight, though 74 in Midtown, upper 60s in the suburbs. Tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy, remaining hot and humid with a spotty afternoon thunderstorm, high 90, though it again will feel like it's in the upper 90s. For Wednesday, partly sunny, very warm and humid with a shower or thunderstorm in spots and a high of 88. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Calamon & Company Real Estate. You know, the real estate market is just exploding. You know that, right? You got to go to Calamon & Company Real Estate. That's the best agency for you. They're unique because they only represent sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else. Louis Calamon and his team take a client-focused, old-school approach, right? Every time I get an email, it's from like one of those online realtors. You can never find, I can't even find how many, like if you look at a property online, you can't find the taxes, you can't find the right cost, you have to search over. No, you want to talk to a realtor, and Calamon & Company is that realtor. They get the job done, they close deals quickly, and they do it for top dollar. They specialize in selling estate-owned properties, are regularly hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, even the circuit court. And what do I tell you about Calamon & Company? Boom, 100% success rate. That is so impressive. They have a 100% success rate. Calamon & Company is the best broker a seller can hire, especially when selling estate-owned properties. The market is on fire. You want to call Calamon & Company now. Offices in Brooklyn, in Queens, in Manhattan, on Staten Island. 718-998-1100. 718-998-1100. Or go to calamon.com. Clients come first at Calamon & Company Real Estate.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. Thanks for being with us. We're going to do it again tomorrow, and we're going to do it right every single day. Every single day, 20 hours a week, 4 hours a day. We're going to be blasting out the we think Common Sense Radio right here on AM 970, The Answer. It's great to have such an array of guests. And Joe Sebelia, a great job today. Thank you so much for putting together such a great show.
Thank you.
It's a lot of work. Well, it's all weekend long, I know. So it's a good thing you didn't have your date this weekend, Josie, because then you'd be you'd say, excuse me,
gave me
I got
time
Joe
to focus
phone.
On the important things. You, Al, how Al didn't take me for a haircut.
That's it. I'm telling you, forget about the date. You don't want a date, you know.
My responsibility is not to take you for a haircut.
Why
You're
not?
An adult.
Yeah, yes.
You should be able to do these things yourself.
He got bumped on a kayak date. On a kayak date. Oh,
no.
This is the best. No. This is the best.
I take care of my issues. You take care of yours. That's it.
Well,
hey, Joe, were you supposed to, just as an aside, and we're making way for Mike Gallagher coming up. We're going to break in a second, but I am dying to know. So were you supposed to pick her up and then go to the kayak place in Long Island?
Oh no. She would have picked me up.
Oh. Well, Al may have a point then. That was, she just didn't want to pick you up. We're working on it, though. Joey, we're working on it.
Yeah.
I think you're a catch. Is that all right that I tell you that? Is that good?
Huh? You know, coming from you, I guess that's high praise. I'll take whatever I can get at this point.
I'll have you paying alimony in no time, my friend. Trust me. I'll get you right down that path. You'll have 1,000 kids, and you'll have all these
boy.
Payments. Joe. Great job. Thank you. Albert, I love you, man. All our love to everybody at home, Albert. God bless you. And Brandy, great job for Debbie Duhaime this morning. And thank you for listening. We appreciate it very much. And Rick Klein and Hillary Kramer, Stephen Moore, Commissioner Couric, Rob Schneider, Dr. John Lott. By the way, the book from Dr. Lott is Gun Control Myths. You want to check that out. We appreciate everybody being part of the show, most of all with great respect and love. Because of your love for this country and the great patriot that you are, we are honored to have you listening every single morning. Let's do it again tomorrow. Hey, do me a favor. Will you make it the best day ever? Because you do.